Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my illustrious, industrious, I was going to use another one, but that probably wouldn't have went over well, Miss Brown Sugar. Yeah. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Please, holla at us. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Social media, or just generally chatting with us. Jump into the chat room at smoothdrama.com. It's live. It's anonymous. That's a word. That's a very big word that people use all the time, anonymous. And it's controversial and non-controversial at the same time. You can create your own name. You can go up in there and say all kinds of foolish stuff. And we just won't give a damn. But we will. Because we'll have some dialogue. Because we're the kind of people that talk to you even when you're talking extreme foolishness.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, if you got that in you, if it's like foolishness is bleeding out of you, come on in the smoothdrama.com chat room. We guarantee you to make it worth your while. And if you want to social media with us, if you're on Facebook, you're one of them old people, as the youngsters call it, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Mr. J, will add you to the group because he just loves rubbing lavender on his head. That's why he's Mr. Lavender.
On his head.
He just, I got to get it on there.
Okay. Maybe not. A few dabs of, like, cologne,
you
can't, like, do it.
Lavender.
Oh, okay. I'm saying the lavender is like cologne.
See,
you just put it behind your ear. You might rub it on your chin.
Right. So, like, ladies like love Cool J.
On his head.
He's like, ladies love lavender.
Okay.
Understand the I mean, it's one of those things where if I was rich, like, before Erykah Badu and them start dipping incense in their pussy and selling it,
mm-hmm.
I would have made, like, waffles-scented cologne.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So...
You might just smell like waffles?
No, I'm saying if you want to attract people. Now, mm-hmm. obviously, you're going to attract hungry people, right? But at the end of the day, what we're talking about here is you're attracting people. Cause there are good smells,
yeah.
And then there's like if you're walking through the mall and you smell like a cheeseburger, deluxe, whatnot, you gonna get some play.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's. See, smell like popcorn.
Yeah.
Let's go
if
to
you're
the movie.
Hungry,
see
what I'm
saying? Exactly. See, there's a whole. You know, it could be the mall collection.
Okay.
You know, movie theaters, all that. Okay. It's like, I'm surprised that nobody's used, like, bacon grease.
No, not bacon grease.
Well, I'm just saying, just the smell of bacon.
You can do the smell
people,
of bacon. Bacon and bacon grease are two different things. You don't eat bacon.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm saying,
know.
I know what bacon grease is.
I know you know what it is, but it's two different smells.
Well, yeah. So, yeah.
The grease does not smell like
the
bacon.
Yeah, the grease, right. Leftovers. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. That would work. But that's how you talk when it's all about the apocalypse, right?
Yeah. Well, we're coming out of that, so you know, we're going to figure some things out now.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's like the more scrumptious the apocalypse is almost over.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's, you can see it's coming to an end. I mean, some things are still happening, but it's kind of, you know, mellowing out.
Yeah, so... First thing, because I like to take care of my people. So, there is a thing that you can do. And what is this thing you can do? The FCC is offering a new COVID discount. You can apply to save $50 on your monthly broadband internet bill. So, starting yesterday, You can do it. You can apply. And the benefits are a discount of up to $50 a month towards your broadband service for eligible households and up to $75 a month for households on qualifying tribal land. Eligible households can also receive a one-time discount of up to $100 to buy a laptop or desktop computer or a tablet. And sign up began yesterday. You can get, each eligible household can get one monthly service discount and one device discount. And here it is. So, any household with income at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines is eligible. Also eligible, I can say it, right, will be people who had a substantial loss of income since February 29, 2020, and are at or below $99,000 for single filers and $198,000 for joint filers. Yep, so if you got a Pell Grant, you are eligible for the discount. Similarly, schools and districts that participate in free and reduced price breakfast and lunch programs would be notified that the students and families were eligible. So, if you're one of those people.
Just about everybody.
Yep.
If they're working class.
Yep. You can get $50 off for 6 months or whenever the funds run out. So what I'm going to do is this, because I'm nice like that. If you go to the smoothdrama.com chat room, guess what? I just put the link in there. So you can go in and get yours if getting free money from the government excites you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is up to you. I would take advantage of that, but that's just me. So, it's in the chat room if you're interested. I just put the link in the smoothdrama.com chat room. Go in and apply for your $50 a month off. I know I am, but if you don't give me $50 off my bill, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it, take it, take it.
Yep.
So, COVID restrictions being lifted. How you feel about that, Brown Sugar?
I feel relieved, but then, you know, I'm still kind of skeptical. They haven't been talking about any cases or any... As of, like, I haven't heard any, like, any rises in any particularly states or anything like that, so, but then I'm always, you know, I'm skeptical when it comes to the government and things, and just because they have a statement doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Okay. All right.
But, I could be wrong, too.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, they're talking about how the signs are the cases are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Then they talked about if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, and you don't need to do social distancing or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They also warned that if you're selling or buying fake vaccination
mm-hmm.
cards,
mm-hmm.
they're going to lock your ass up.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how are they going to know, like, who's been vaccinated and who isn't?
Yeah. So, I think most people have been told if you've been vaccinated, laminate your card so you can show it. So, that being said, the restrictions being lifted, we're talking about, do people trust it? Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, they said initially only 75 to 85% of the country needed to be vaccinated.
Herd immunity.
So, but then I've also read where they're not really hoping for that either. But I don't know. I just feel like for those who haven't been vaccinated, does it matter?
No, if you got the herd immunity.
I mean, if everybody, like, say I'm around, I haven't been vaccinated, I'm around everybody else who has been vaccinated. So do I still have to wear my mask?
That is the question. So, I'm guessing there'll be some people who say yes, you should. Then there are some people who say no, you shouldn't. And not going to know. And I guess we'll find out what happens when it happens. I mean, because it's actually happening. It's happening this summer. You can see that the restrictions are being lifted. I know I, for one, am dying to get out of the United States. I need a break from the United States. I'm just saying. Just the tranquility of not being where everybody's just crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
So we fighting at the gas pump, brown sugar. So there's no shortage of gas, but folks are lining up because one of the pipelines, Colonial Pipeline, was hacked. So folks are lining up to get gas.
Yep.
One fool even put the gas in the trash can, in the trash bag, and his Hummer SUV set on fire. Now,
I hate to laugh, but that's funny though. I mean, just imagine, like, filling up your, a
trash bag, yeah.
And it's like, how does it even fit in there? Like, what did he put in it? Did he just stick it in his car? Did he just, like, put it in his back seat or put it in the front seat in the bag?
So remember when we were reading about those people that when Trump said, hey, bleach your health or whatnot, and folks was putting it in their arms, whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing they're relatives. I'm guessing they're relatives, right? Like, that don't make sense at all. Then I saw the video, this man, this woman fighting at the gas station. But gas is available.
Well, no. I mean, I think the problem was that some gas stations were out of gas. Some gas stations
because everybody went there because they're like, oh, shit.
The pipeline.
Right. So are we going to get gas? It's like when everybody was on that stupid shit for toilet paper. Some of y'all still got toilet paper in your closets.
Yeah.
In the spare bedroom in the corner. Still got light.
Yeah.
she impacts.
I mean, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Cause you, I mean, it's going to get
you. Yeah, it gets you.
Yeah.
But,
so then, but the gasoline in a shopping bag or a trash bag, I mean, you didn't even have like a, I don't know, like a Tupperware. You know what I mean? A glass bowl, a pot.
I'm not, you know what?
I just feel like you don't even put water in a trash bag to hold.
Trash has a hard time staying in the trash
you
bag.
Know, I don't.
So when you hear that, I just marvel at the stupidity of the American people.
Yeah.
I just marvel at it. And you know, people who don't understand what I'm saying, maybe it's because you've never left the country, but trust me, when you leave America, depending on where you're going, obviously, you'd probably find a little bit more peace. I'm just saying. And most people won't be using their trash bag for gas.
No.
I can promise you that. Although, there's one thing I saw that I think that you... I don't know what your feelings are going to be about this brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, jail is relaxing their restrictions. So,
I think I have PTSD now if you say that.
Jail is relaxing their restrictions. So why is brown sugar having PTSD?
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how prevalent rape is in jail.
I don't think most people, you know, want to think about that, though. Like,
yeah.
Don't want to think about that.
Yeah, but so as a black man in America, something could happen where I can get railroaded and put into jail. It's one of those realities that, unfortunately, I could be faced with, right? And you just think, like, in jail, There's a lot of anal rape. I'm like...
Okay, is there any other kind of rape in jail for men?
Well, I mean, if a dude is holding you...
I guess oral rape?
Yeah, they just smacking you in the face with it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, rape is rape.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, discounting one over the other. I was just thinking, like, the oral thing would happen.
Yeah. So, basically, the restrictions mean rape is back. You know, you lift them restrictions. So, there's some dudes who've been in jail, and this has been the best year of their life. Like, man, ain't nobody raping me. I'm good. All I got to do is, like, right.
Yeah.
I'm good to go. Nobody's fooling with me because, hey, I could have it. Now, you lift the restriction. The homie's like, so that means anybody's going to come into my cell again.
Yeah.
Just run up on you. Hey.
Don't do that.
I'm just like, hey. Yeah. Nothing you can do. It's like, it's crazy. Good old rape. See, they say that prostitution is the world's oldest profession. What would rape be? Because, you know, rape is one of the most underrated things that's ever happened.
Underrated?
Yeah.
How do you mean underrated?
We undersell rape.
What do you mean?
Okay, so... Generally, when somebody came and conquered your town, the credo was what?
Yeah, we
kill all the men
and take the women and children.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So taking the women was a literal thing.
No, I understand. No, I get that, but I'm just like, what does that mean that it's under?
So when you, well, I'm just saying, because we don't think about, because rape is a heinous crime.
It is.
It is one of the worst things that you could do.
I agree.
And so every time, because, you know, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, we talk about all these folks, these great kings, queens, whatnot, and they're conquerors, mm-hmm. right? They're conquerors. But rape is part of conquest. Because when them dudes is dead, the spoils of war is women. Women are the spoils of war. Now, I'm going to take an educated guess. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I'm going to take an educated guess that 99.999% of those relationships that came about from conquest.
Oh yeah, we're forced.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you factor that in. All the wars, conquest, invasion. Yeah. The dudes just die, right? Dudes just die. But the women, y'all get the everlasting pain.
Yeah.
The everlasting work.
Right.
That long time interrogation.
Yeah.
You go to purgatory.
Yeah.
Purgatory. So yeah, if you're thinking about it along them lines, rape. The gift that keeps on giving is and it's underrated in history. Because we talk about slavery.
You're right.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
I can hear you.
But that rape thing, I mean, cause, yeah, I mean, look how we undersell it in jail. Like, I'm just saying, right now, during COVID, there were some dudes that was hacking. My booty hole ain't being violated. I'm just saying.
Why?
There's a reality. It's a reality. Why? I'm just saying. So, I'm being violated. But COVID, that year, a couple months,
they were saved.
Like, I ain't got to get this. Okay. So, once again, all these invasions that we read about,
mm-hmm.
every invasion, every war, yeah. every skirmish, rape came with it. Everyone. So, whichever, when Germany did the Blitzkrieg and they got into France and the French soldiers and all the Allied soldiers left, who was left there? Yep, the women and children. Women more than likely getting that work. Not the good work. I mean, like I said, you pick an altercation to talk about in history, and rape was there. Just chilling, just hanging out on the corner. What you doing? Well, I'm just chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting on y'all to get done so I can get started. That's rape. Because rape comes with conquest. Any invasion, rape come with it. Like I said, rape always in the back seat. You just look, why are you in the back seat? Because I know you're going somewhere. And if you go somewhere, I'm coming with you.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to stop talking about rape.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I didn't put too much on it.
I don't want to laugh because it's a serious business. But
yeah. So yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, the most underrated, heinous crime ever. Because most countries are rapey. It's like the unwritten rule.
Can we not say countries? Can we say men?
Okay.
Men are rapey.
Yeah.
That's conquer countries.
Right. Okay. Yes, colonists, colonial, yeah. imperialists, they are raping. Because the fact that you want to conquer people in their land, because where you live ain't good enough for you. Even though you live in large, you know what? I got to go steal yours. I mean, that's a raping mentality.
Yeah, it is.
So, on that note, probably need to go head on and go into Dumbass of the Week. All right. Dumbass of the Week, Brown Sugar, is one of your favorite people.
Who is that?
The person I think you got tattooed across your back.
Who is that?
Lil Pump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lil Pump. I personally don't know who he is or what he's sung. I know nothing about Lil Pump. I mean, one, I have a general disrespect for him because he's got little in his name first.
Well, I think he's a young kid. So.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I mean, you know.
Lil Pump. I mean, real close to Lil Pump, but Lil Pump. So that means you pump little. I know it probably is one of them stupid.
I'm thinking of a pump 12
game. Yeah, I know.
Oh wait.
But yeah, no.
He's not that young.
Yeah.
And he's not who I thought he was.
Yeah. How old is?
He's 20, and he's
okay.
Not black.
Okay.
We'll just say that.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I don't
that.
Really care what he is. So anyway, this dude, he went on the plane while not wearing a mask on JetBlue, coughed, blew his nose into a blanket, and so they obviously the flight crew members weren't all that happy. Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I am absolutely sure.
Got fined $10,500. I'm still trying to get how do we get like the mentality, like, you know what? Keep talking shit, I'm a cough on you.
I mean, people have always been disrespectful like that to me. Because, you know, short of spitting on you, that's like the second worst thing you could possibly do to somebody. But
during COVID?
Period.
Coughing on them?
Yeah. I mean, COVID just brought it out even more. But, I mean, I've seen people do that before, coughing and stuff like that on people.
See, that's the thing. They kind of know who to do that to.
Oh, definitely.
Because it's like, I'm sorry. If you cough on me, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah. It's going to be a tussle.
It's
going to be a tussle for sure.
You know, you just come up because you're trying to prove some point. I mean, because I'm not one of them people who care whether or not you have on a mask or don't. That's
yeah.
your life.
Yeah.
You know what? I ain't hating on them.
Yeah. And as long as I can move away, I'm good too.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, look, hey, whatever you want to do, do that to yourself. But if you roll up on me, you cough on me, I'm stealing on you. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And that's even before COVID.
Right. Right. Why are you coughing on me?
Exactly.
Right. I don't even know you. And so now we know that it's about blatant disrespect, right?
Exactly.
I don't respect nothing about you.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to break you. That's...
Yeah. I think people who do that really are looking like to push people's buttons. Because I often say, I would take the high ground with that situation. But I don't necessarily think I could. I think just out of reflex alone, it would just be a tussle.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. No, you just said. So if people are coughing on people, you said you're taking the high road.
I said I would like to think I could do that. I would like to think that I could.
Mm-hmm, but you can't.
I didn't say I could. I said I would like to think that I could.
Okay.
I would want to.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I always want to be, you know, I always want to be peaceful. I don't want that karma coming back to me. Woosah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
I got you. I hear you. But, yeah, no.
I just, you know, I just like to think.
No. And that's what I was talking about earlier. If I'm the police officer when the dude reaches into his pants, he's not pulling out his colostomy bag. Cause
I'm gonna
shoot him. I'm gonna get the shot off before. Now, I'm probably not gonna kill him, right? But I'm gonna shoot you in the shoulder. Both your shoulders. I'm gonna get you in the thighs. I'm gonna mess you up. I ain't gonna kill you, but if I shoot you in both your shoulders and in both your legs, nope, I didn't kill you, but I put you in some intense pain.
You gonna remember this?
Oh, you gonna remember me? So you get them four off, pop, 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 and I'm saying, it's what you practice.
You just did that in a circle.
Right.
You just said pop, pop, pop.
Right, so if you go bop, 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 right, that's four. So
yeah.
Shoulder, shoulder, thigh,
thigh.
Thigh.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
That's the circle of trust right there. That's the circle of trust.
Okay.
So you trust in bullets that you're shooting. So that's how I feel. I don't know about anybody else, but that's my circle of trust.
Best believe they trust you not to kill them.
Yeah, well, so certain situations.
Yeah.
But I see you reaching in your pants. I'm taking your shoulders down. Flop, flop. Because, one, you can't hold on to nothing because your shoulders hurt. Right? Shoulders hurting like a motherfucker. I done got you. And then I shoot you in the leg, so... If you was trying to run at me, nope. We're going to end that too.
Yeah.
So you just, I can't. You shot me in my shoulders, man. And shot me in my leg. Yeah.
But you live.
Right.
You got a good story to tell.
Yeah. You have a funny ass story to tell on my end. But on your end, probably not so much.
Yeah.
Some cop shot me in my shoulders and my thighs. Some bullshit, y'all. I couldn't lift nothing or walk for months. It's crazy. Like, yeah, I got you. You ain't going to try to throw shit on another person.
Right.
Tell you that. Anyway, so probably need to take a break. This is Lil Wayne. Because I don't know, for some reason I've been feeling New Orleans. So this Lil Wayne, a Millie.
I'm a millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigeria, compared to your career, this isn't fair, I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed, through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind, cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time, for my second minute, I would go to the almighty dollar in the all. Mighty power of that chopper, sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper, got the Maserati dancing on the bridge, pussy popping, tell the coppers, ha, 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 you can't catch them, you can't stop them, I go by them goon goons, if you can't beat them, then you pop them, you can't man them, then you mop them, you can't stand them, then you drop them, you pop them, cause we pop them like over red and vodka. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year. Like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers steaming. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing, nothing. You ain't hearing nothing. On some baggy bullshit. Call him Jimmy Driving. Call me with your own peach. Call me on the side. Never answer with the private. Damn, I hate a shy bitch. Don't you hate a shy bitch? Yeah, I hate a shy bitch. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my bitch. Yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. So when she asked for the money, when you threw, don't be surprised, bitch. And it ain't trickin' if you got it. But you like a bitch with no ass. You ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my clock sick. Am I not sick? I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. They say I'm rapping like DJ and Tupac. I'm with 3,000. What is Erica Badu at? Who that say they gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Dick, but I keep that flame. Like, who that wanna do that boy? You knew that you that smiler. And I be this shit, now you that lose power. I don't owe you like 2 hours, but I would like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Don't see in the garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr. Carter, Mr. Lawnmower. Oh, I got so many bitches like I'm Michael Lowry. Even Gwen Stark on me, see she couldn't doubt me. My devil, I say life ain't shit without me. Chrome lips poking out, the poop look like it's pouting. I do what I do and you do what you can do about it. Each time I turn a crack rock into a mountain. Damn, man, don't you compare me, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they fear me. I'm ill at
D-P.
Together you guys, drama. Smooth Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Lil Wayne, a Millie. Our call-in number is
347-826-7435. 347-826-7435. All right. So, all right. Yeah, so we come to the end of the apocalypse.
Yes,
I didn't think I was gonna be saying that.
You know it's so soon. I mean, I just thought we'd go through all of 21.
No, I didn't feel like we was gonna go all through 21, right?
Well,
but we went through pretty much all 20.
Yeah.
20 sucked.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yes and no.
No, 20 was rape.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends. You know, it was work was hard, but then also like bonding with my family. Like I didn't, you know.
Okay. Yeah. You have some good time with family.
Yeah.
So I won't say rape. I'm gonna say 20 was like the workforce used to be before women's empowerment. Right?
Was it when children, you mean when children had to work?
No.
Were in factories?
No.
Okay.
No, when...
So after children had
to work. No, when all the unattractive men would just, like, walk by you, the boss kind of like pinch you on the butt accidentally, and you couldn't do nothing. That was 2020.
Okay.
It was like, yeah, I gotta go to work. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
right,
these muscles won't stop touching me,
yeah,
accidentally
true.
Bumping me,
yeah.
All that. That was the workforce, what you say.
Let's say the 90s.
No, we say the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, yeah.
The 90s, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you
saying,
just said the 90s.
Well, I'm giving people who might not have been around to work in the 70s and 80s a better reference. So if you're talking to someone who couldn't work then...
Yes, but what I'm saying...
Their work experience might be the 90s.
Yeah, but the 70s and the 80s, three times worse than the 90s.
Yeah, I agree. It probably was.
You, no hope. It's just like, you know, you can't even say take this job and shove it, because
no.
You working, and you say take this job and shove it. Wasn't no internet. Well, I can just get me a job tomorrow. No. Yeah, go through the newspaper. Yeah, know some. I mean, it was a whole lot of stuff.
The help wanted ads.
Right.
From the newspaper.
Right, yeah, to go through the people.
You're right.
Remember how hard it was to get a job. You go somewhere and you're trying to, like, because, I mean, you start thinking about how easy it was to fax your resume. Right? Now you start thinking about the fact that, yeah, you had to go somewhere to get that printed out.
I was going to say, I never had to have a resume until the 2000s.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
You just went and filled out your application right then and there.
Right,
and
right, but
it.
You had to know that they were hiring.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, you know, like now, I can just, like, click, okay, who's hiring? And you just go through... the long list of people that's hiring. Whereas in the newspaper, you're like looking at jobs like, wait, what? Because you can't just call them like, hey, I'm just inquiring about the job. Who the fuck is you? Click. You know, all that stuff. So we're talking about the after effects, or rather the highlighted American defects after the apocalypse. Right? So, tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers.
They're on the loose.
Hey, I ain't talking about tigers on the loose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because, yes, we had Tiger King. As a matter of fact, what's her name from the Tiger King? She offered $5 million. And I thought, oh, she gangster. I thought she was putting $5 million out there for the killer of her husband. But no, it was just like for the missing tiger.
Okay, so I saw that, but I did think it was for her husband. I didn't pay any attention to it because I know it was like, okay, let me just put in this money so they'll leave me alone, because I'm sure they're investigating and trying to still see.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, for example, you're talking about tigers. There are 89,000 wild tigers left in the world.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 of them live in the United States. So there's more tigers in captivity in the United States than there are left in the world.
Why are they in captivity? I mean, like in zoos and...
No, they're in backyards, they're breeding facilities, and small theme parks or roadside attractions.
Yeah, awesome.
Yep, only 6% are at accredited zoos.
Wow.
Yeah, so you think about that for a second and how crazy that sounds. Because, I mean, what was that? Was that in Texas?
Yeah.
Where a dude got the tiger just... hanging out in the street.
Yeah. That was crazy. Just walking around.
Just walking around.
Yeah. Seeing what's for lunch.
Right. Which is you, if you got caught slipping.
Right.
So you think about that for a second. 5,000 5,000 in captivity in the United States. 3,900 left in the world. Right? So, there's that. But that's the legacy. So we look at the despicable people in the Tiger King, right?
Yeah.
It's all despicable people.
Yeah.
There are no role models there. They were all horrible human beings.
True.
That's an understatement.
See, now you're making me feel like rethink my whole circus thing. Like, even though there is no circus anymore.
Right. Because circus was an abomination.
Well, you know, I didn't necessarily... I mean, I liked the animals, but that wasn't, like, my go-to. I liked the clowns better and the acrobats. So I didn't necessarily need that.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Circus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I'm saying, maybe I need to double down. And there's no judgment on other folks. But I just think the people who hold these animals in captivity, tigers, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
or you get pythons, or as I've said before, and I say 1,000 times more, if you're training ponies to dance, dogs to dance, and stuff like that, and then you have them in these contests so that you can win, you're the scum of the earth. I'm just.
So you don't like dog shows? I mean, not the dog, the kennel. Oh,
scum of the earth. See,
I mean, some of that stuff is educational, though.
Like,
yes, because they're talking about the breed of dogs. Like, you wouldn't, some dogs you would never even see if it wasn't for those shows.
Okay.
So if you are into, like, dogs and breeding and stuff, it can be educational.
Okay. Now, once again, training your dog to dance.
Well, they don't necessarily dance. So
yeah,
they prance. Yeah,
right.
Okay,
training.
They're show dogs.
Yeah, I know. Train your dog to prance. You are the scum of the earth.
Oh, Fred, lighten up. Sorry, Snoop. I'm sorry. Lighten up.
Scum of the earth. I'm just saying.
I just feel like
scum of the earth.
Look,
if you have animals as a pet, that's one thing. Pet. It's your pet.
Yeah, and that's what they are. They are pets. They're treated as pets still.
Okay.
They're probably treated better than you and I.
Why am I training my horse to dance?
I don't know about the horse show. I do watch the dog show.
Wait, see? See how you got that qualified immunity going on.
I mean, I'm sure it's the same thing.
Dog show.
It's the same thing. It's probably like horse racing.
Thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing.
Right. Scum of the earth.
Yeah. Okay. I don't feel like they're scum of the earth. Oh, maybe they're not nice people. I don't know.
Maybe they're not.
Maybe they're not.
You got that dog just training.
If you had a pet dog, you would train it to do certain things anyway. You would train it to sit and...
Yeah, don't doo-doo in the house.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all I got, the urination. That's it. Don't doo-doo or pee in the house.
Okay.
That's all I got. So, you know, you do that, we're good. Don't tear stuff up in the house. You know, common stuff like that. The whole, hey, I need you to do this special move. You know, I don't need my dog to be Morris Day.
Oh, my goodness. It's not that serious.
It is that serious.
No.
I know. I'm just saying. If I'm playing with my dog or my cat, cool. All that other stuff, I'm just going to say. Don't. It's my personal opinion. It doesn't have to be anybody else's.
I understand. You know, we're all entitled to our personal opinion.
Yes. So, another example. How far we done grown in our unusual stupidity. 226 alligators have been removed from Disney's properties since
2016. Why are they having alligators on
the
property?
They're in Florida.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of water by that place. And so they had to fence it off and all that. You know, there was an unfortunate thing, 2016, a little boy was killed by an alligator.
I remember.
And they removed 226 of them. I'm like, man, and I like Disney World. I like Disney World. Disney World is awesome.
Crazy that they turned down
the
alligators.
It's not, though.
I mean, it is when you think of, like, what they, since they are Disney World, you would think they'd be able to, like, fence things off and...
Yes.
Yeah, but it should have always been that way.
Yeah.
I mean, before 2016.
Yes.
And that's why I guess I'm surprised that, you know, that it being Disneyland, that they wouldn't have it more, like, safer place.
Yeah, Disneyland is safe as hell.
Well, Disney World.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's all the same. It's all the same umbrella. It's all the same money.
Yeah, but if I'm in L.A.
Yeah, you're not worried about alligators. So that's what I'm saying.
You're worried about the Crips and Blood.
I would take better precautions, though.
Yeah, just wear black.
What is that?
I'm just saying. In Disneyland, I just wear black. And the Crips and the Bloods ain't worrying about me.
Or you can wear pink.
But that too. Pink is simple. Like no. Like Cameron, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, but,
you have to have your third event, so I don't know. Are you ready for that? In Disneyland.
Well, look, you know what? If I can make money, people won't see me in pink. And pink fur. No.
And pink polo as far as you go.
I mean, look, just the whole, that's a gimmick.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's what he was supposed to.
Yep, 226.
Yeah, that's a lot of
alligators. Yeah, that's a lot of alligators. Yep. So, yeah, there's that part. And then... one of the funnier things that's happened during the apocalypse. Drugs. So, Colorado made drugs legal.
Yeah.
I think Oregon did too. Right?
Seattle. Yeah.
Okay. That's Oregon.
Yeah.
Seattle, Washington, yeah. They didn't make it legal. They said that it's not a felony.
Okay.
It's a misdemeanor.
Okay, semantics.
Yes, it's a misdemeanor. But it's not a felony. So it's a misdemeanor to have drugs, your meth or whatever. I mean, because remember we had that senator that was talking about the good old days and meth.
Oh, yeah. It was homegrown meth.
Homegrown meth. But now we getting that meth from Mexico. So
that bad stuff.
Yeah. We need our drugs made in America, God damn it. America. Fuck yeah. That's just where we are.
I like that. You need to do something with that.
No.
Yeah.
That's a whole movie. They did that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. Where they just said throughout the whole movie. It was the puppet movie. It was a puppet movie. Mm-hmm. Way back. And all they did was like, America! Fuck yeah!
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was a very funny movie. Yeah. But, so, apparently... executives from pharmaceutical companies were mocking West Virginia and Kentucky as the opioid overdoses soared. they shared a song to the tune of the Beverly Hillbillies that included the line describing OC, the drug oxycodone, as hillbilly heroin. Yeah, so supposedly these emails had been sent years ago, 2011, 2012, as the opioid epidemic was beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it's hillbilly hair! West Virginia and Kentucky. I've been to Kentucky.
You have?
Yep.
In the hillbilly.
I was there one time when I was like 9.
Okay. There's just certain places in America I'm not interested in going. Kentucky is one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in going to Wyoming or any of the Dakotas.
Well, apparently, that's where it's going down as far as the opioid crisis is.
Yeah, see?
It's going down in the Pacific Northwest. It's going down hard because Colorado, Washington, Oregon, they're all like, I mean, mushrooms are legal. So something that'll make me think that you're a walking snake is legal.
What would you do? You'd try and kill me if you felt that.
That would.
I know that's right.
Or just run.
Yeah. But you might want to protect yourself.
It's a giant snake! Oh, shit! And, you know, obviously if I have the gun, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
And, it was a snake, y'all. You see it?
No.
Yeah. It's a snake woman. She has snakes in her hair. And, yeah. So,
I
yeah.
I was Medusa.
Right. So that is legal.
Okay.
You can trip. You can be out in these streets tripping.
Okay.
And that's legal. Colorado.
Wow.
Oregon.
I've heard Colorado's a beautiful place too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm gonna guess in those states, because we keep hearing about this opioid crisis. It's almost like when white people didn't believe that there was a crack epidemic. Remember that? What are y'all talking about? We don't see it happening.
Of course they didn't see it. Right. It wasn't happening in
right. Exactly.
Or it probably was. Their daughters and sons were probably smoking it. They just weren't doing it there. They were doing it, somewhere else.
I mean, but you on the drugs. I mean, meth was around back then. But we're talking about the fact that, I mean, we keep hearing about this
how
opioid.
How it destroyed our whole community, correct?
Right. But we're talking about the opioid crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shit, I don't know nothing about it.
I don't either, actually.
I don't see it. So, like,
I hear about it.
Yeah, we hear about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, it's something that's big time because, shit, they're passing laws. A whole state drug is legal. In the whole state. That's serious.
So is that supposed to be helpful?
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, they just don't want to lock folks up for drugs.
But are they getting them help?
Well, they're talking about help, but
okay.
Yeah, we're not going to lock you up. So there's that.
Because we did that with crack, and we see that didn't work.
Well, they saw that it worked the way it was supposed to work. It ruined whole communities.
Yeah. So then they're saying we're not going to do that to you guys. We don't want to destroy your community by locking you guys up. Basically,
something like that.
Okay.
Right. Something like that. All
right.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to frame it that way.
I mean, you know.
That's how you frame it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. So, opioid overdoses. Not being insensitive, but I haven't really seen it.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe we did when we saw that the riots. Maybe they all was on opium. It was all on oxycodone.
They could have been.
That's why they was tripping.
Yeah, some of them.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We blame it on the Oxycontin. That's what we can blame it on. Mass shooting. Mass shooting insurance.
I would think we would have to have some now.
It's in high demand in the U.S. Apparently, they said mass shootings had stopped during the apocalypse.
Hmm. Okay. Wait, what?
But now, people are asking for it. People are asking for mass shooting insurance.
So how did it stop over the apocalypse? Because that was like, we're going to talk about coronavirus, and then we're going to tell you about this mass shooting. We're going to tell you how many people have died from coronavirus, and then we're going to talk about this mass shooting. I mean, just this year alone, there's been almost 200 mass shootings, so.
See, but we ain't talking about this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't
have
brought it up.
You shouldn't have. Yeah, because that's mass shooting.
Okay.
Now, obviously, all the shootings that we saw, the mass shootings, they weren't really of an urban nature.
Are mass shootings ever urban, though?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of mass shootings. So I'm gonna take that back. I gotta scale that back because there's been a lot of stuff that we've talked about on this show where you get to drive by. Those are mass shootings.
True.
Those are mass shootings.
True.
So I have to scale that back because those are mass shootings. But we're not, you know, they don't get associated with it because apparently it's not that serious, right?
And, well, those are different kinds of mass shootings.
Yeah, they're mass shootings.
Well, no, they are, but they're different types of mass shootings. There's different people involved, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they get pushed to a different category.
I'm just trying to figure out what is mass shooting insurance? I mean, because I have insurance. You have insurance. Anybody ever try to sell you on that?
So I guess it's insurance if you ever are involved in a mass shooting?
Yep.
Yeah. I guess that's different than, I mean, so maybe it's different like plans. So if you're in a mass shooting and let's say you get hit and you don't die, but you have all these mental issues happening with you now, you have all this trauma, so you get a payout maybe from that. And then if you die in the mass shooting, then you get, your family gets a payout for that.
Well, if you... I guess.
Yeah. So they just found another way to capitalize on other people's trauma.
Well, mass shooting insurance. I'm not going to ask for it because generally if you ask for it, it comes with another set of energy, right? So, yeah.
You're manifesting your...
Yep. I mean, how many of these rappers, Tupac, Biggie, all of them, they talked about death, and death came to talk to them?
Because
you make that call, somebody gonna answer. So, yeah. But, yeah.
that's like in addition to. Kind of like affluent.
Yeah, I know, huh? I guess that's... We see all these Aflac commercials,
yeah.
maybe. You get shot, Aflac!
Possibly.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, probably should go on break. This is first Molotov Cocktail.
Thanks for joining us for the City of Los Angeles, a third day of tension and violence. As night approaches, police and National Guard units are out in force. Federal troops are on standby. Violence in the city appeared to die down a bit today, but the toll is obvious. 37 people dead, more than 1,300 injured, more than 4,000 arrested. Damage estimate, $200 million and rising.
Bye, Doc.
How we've done it, you don't really,
you know, I think in the past it worked because they did protesting, they boycotted, and they, you know, it was a host of things that they did collectively. It just wasn't one thing. What
right.
we do now is just protest. And
right.
then we riot, and then we loot. So,
right.
and I'm not saying we as, you know, the black community. I'm just saying we as the people who, you know, do that or participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't believe in rioting either.
Yeah.
I think it's pointless.
Yeah, I'm not seeing what we're gaining from
yeah.
it.
And I do think maybe a long time ago it may have worked, but like I said, there were other things that connected to it, that it just wasn't that one thing. So.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking about immigrants and immigration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Immigration! We gotta do something about immigration! And I'm like, wait. Why do we have immigration again?
What you mean?
See, that's the answer to the question. Well, it's actually the question. Because, you know, sometimes people ask questions, but they don't ask the right questions. So, we're arguing about illegal immigration.
Yeah.
And the only reason why we have illegal immigration is because corporations don't want to pay people the right amount of money.
Living wage, yeah.
Yeah, that part.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay illegal immigrants.
Less than.
And they can't complain because they're illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
So if you stop the people who actually hire them, and I think I've said this before. If you find them, hey, 100 G for every illegal immigrant that you hire, you will cut down on a lot of this.
If there was some repercussions to hiring them or having, you know, them using them, then yeah, definitely.
And when I say find them 100,000, I'm not talking about it going into the city's coffers. I'm talking about that 100,000 go to whatever community centers are in
mm-hmm.
that community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that maybe the young people or young adults could have those jobs.
Exactly.
That's good. I like that.
So you that's how you solve one of those problems. You find they ask 100 G per illegal that is found in your employment. Guess what? You won't have to worry about illegal immigration. Because folks would be like, nah, you ain't worth 100 K.
Yeah.
Sorry. Because it ain't like these are tech guys. The tech guys are, but I mean, once again, we're talking about who's picking the fruit, all this other stuff.
I mean,
jobs nobody wants. Right? But they're not paying a living wage, so here we go.
Like, maybe people wouldn't mind doing those jobs if a living wage was paid.
Well, so for example, there was some Hindu Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Some organization, they had got some people from India, lured them from India, and paid them $1.20 per hour. $1.20
In America?
In America. Right. So you know they are not, they're making no money. They're making no money.
They're not even making gas money.
You know?
I mean, that's not even snack money.
$8, that what? Wait, no, that's $9.60. Per day.
Yeah, that's not even snack money.
Right.
You can go to
it's
snack
money.
Okay, so I went to the gas station.
They're not paying taxes.
No, I'm just saying that I went to the gas station and bought a bag of chips and a juice. That was like $6 almost. So.
Yeah, but I'm cooking.
No, I'm just saying, though, that's not even snack money, what they're making.
But it is that. So, okay. So, beans are what?
$2. Almost $3.
No.
In some places, yes.
It's like 89 cents.
Where is it? Okay, we'll talk about that later.
You can go to any of these stores. 89 cents, $1.49. You can get a pack of beans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Rice. See, I mean, because they not living large.
No.
Right. They eat beans and rice.
Yeah. I'm not hating on beans and rice.
Yeah. I ain't hating on beans and rice either. But I'm saying, if you're living like that, even though it's rough, we're talking about, because they're making $9.60 a day times probably working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about $70 a week.
Yeah.
$140 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cash money. Yeah. So there's that part.
And it's funny because I was telling somebody about my first job, and it was like, I think I made like $6.50. And they're like, what could you do with $6.50? I was like, you could do a lot back then with $6.50. I mean, it was like weird because it sounded like when your parents tell you how much they made and when bread costs 25 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just thought it was hilarious.
Now you can't get a slice.
No.
Anyway. So, on that note, I'm just going to run through them. Hate of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
Real easy. The gunman who killed 6 people at the birthday party held by his girlfriend's family over the weekend because he had not been invited. Then killed himself. So, yeah. Teodoro, whatever.
Yeah, it's not worth
naming. Yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah, he's a terrible human being. And he killed folks because he couldn't go to the party. Yeah, that part. Now, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What's that shit that happened again? Black folks in their hair. For some reason, black folks' hair just can't be left alone. So, high school student in Durham, North Carolina, had to cut her hair in the middle of a softball game. Nicole Piles. Wearing her hair in braids with the beads on the end, was told the team was winning, and the umpire said, you have to cut your hair because it's impossible to see the number on the back of your jersey.
But she's been playing for how long? Long enough for them to be winning.
Yeah, well, they're winning, so I'm a fool with your emotions. Yep, so you've seen me play before, there are issues, and he said it's a rule, so there's not much I can do about it right now. Because her hair apparently just, because they're winning, and she got that hair, we got to cut it. I mean, why? So, yeah, and you start thinking about where you've had the issue where you've heard black women talk about how folks want to touch your hair and all this other stuff. And I'm like, that's just stupid. And I didn't believe it till I had a girlfriend of mine who had long hair. And folks would always just stare at her. Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
Is your hair real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And I actually heard that, can I touch it? No. For some reason, hair is a big deal to some folks. to the point where you'll humiliate a little girl so that because your team isn't winning. That's where we've come to.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the racial component because obviously they're winning. So, yeah, I got to bring you down the peg. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but oh, so believable. That's why it's Groundhog Day, because we always hear about your hair. It's just your hair. However you want to wear it, don't give a shit. You want to have purple hair, God bless you. You want to have green hair, God bless you. You want to have long hair down to your ankles, God bless you. You want to have short hair where I can see your scalp, God bless you. You know what? It's not that big a deal. But we still stuck on it. We still talking about it. Hair. I don't care how people, you want to wear it natural, you want to have a wig, whatever. I don't give a shit. It's just hair. How you want to wear it doesn't really matter. I fail to see the issue, even though I know the issue, in, out, sideways, forward, backwards. Unfortunately. So, yeah. Sorry, Nicole. You had to go through that foolishness.
That she'll remember forever.
Yep.
She will be self-conscious for the rest of her life.
Yep. Unfortunately. So, also, Florida. Because we hadn't had enough
Florida.
That's your
favorite place.
I love Florida.
We could talk about Florida, Disney World.
I know. But you know what? There was a woman who posed as a student to promote her Instagram page. 28-year-old woman wanted to promote her Instagram, so she went to a Miami area high school.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey Franciscina. Franciscini. Yeah, I'm trying to say her name right, because if you know Audrey Franciscini, just walk away. She's kind of stupid. She's handing out pamphlets printed with her Instagram account after sneaking onto the campus. Had a skateboard and all that. Recording herself. School security tracked her down, and she said she was looking for the registration office. And they headed toward the registration, but she didn't enter. And then she just walked through the hallways, talking to students and passing out her king pamphlets.
That's very weird.
It's not, though.
No.
Nope. It's not.
Okay.
See, there was a woman who put Gorilla Glue in her hair to get famous.
True.
There were people who put the glue on their lips and something else so they can get famous. People do. So some of you don't understand who your fan base is, and you're not really going to be a real celebrity. So my 6-year-old great niece was watching a lot of stuff on YouTube and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Just stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's laughing. Look! He eating the pepper.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. He's stupid. He eating a lot of hot stuff. Look at it. It's like, yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, goodness.
Look at it. And I'm like, and the videos are rolling over.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually, your fan base is my 6-year-old niece. You're not what's hot in the streets, I promise you.
I mean, she is, though. The 6-year-old probably loves her.
Okay, so point is, your fan base is little kids who ain't really going to be buying. So
they're not going to support you financially, not at all.
Right. So yeah, that's your fam. And she
love you.
Okay, but this stupid lady.
That's weird to me.
Here's my Instagram, printing it out.
Yeah, I've never.
Right, so you know how kids is looking like you got to print out.
Yeah, that's probably. Like, I mean, they're probably
paper.
Like weirded out too. By
right. Oops, I'm gonna do it with this paper.
Like, that's so lame.
Right. Exactly. You're beyond lame.
So lame.
Right. She gave you your postcard.
Exactly.
What can we do with a postcard? Because you know it was custom.
Yeah, like, what is paper?
But why? Why are you printing shit out and giving it to me? I have to hold it? I have to hold it?
How about I take a picture of it?
Stupid. Right. Stupid. Stupid. I'm just saying. Speaking of stupid. So, there's the critical race theory that they've put in schools where they're talking about different books and curriculum that look at America in its true light.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, lawmakers are like, hell no.
Of course not.
So, for example, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oakland, Rhode Island, and West Virginia have introduced bills that would prohibit schools from teaching divisive, racist, or sexist comments and concepts. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you know, if I was the bad guy, I don't want people pointing fingers at me telling people I'm the bad guy.
You're trying to teach people to hate America. America ain't racist.
Oh, that's your friend. Who said that? I forget his name.
Donald Trump.
No. Another guy, black guy.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
He worked for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's a lot of people that are and they're talking about the different books and how, you know, we've never had that. I'm like, but there's To Kill a Mockingbird, which is about a lawyer defending a black dude who was innocent but found guilty. And then find out in part two of the damn book, the lawyer was a Klansman. I'm like, so why would black kids want to read that and be excited about that? I mean, Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of racist analogies.
Yeah.
That you got to read as a kid. And it wasn't that bad of a deal, right? Supposedly we're learning something.
Yeah. I mean, we did learn something. We learned that America was racist.
Right.
I mean, we knew even America is racist. But I mean, I think it didn't take books for us to know that already. So
right.
I don't see what the big deal is.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about that today. The teacher was like, yeah, they can... You can watch this show, and yeah, it might be a little hurtful, painful. I was like, why you want to watch that? Oh, but you need that. I was like, no, we lived that already.
Yeah. And, we continue to talk about it.
Right.
So no, it's not.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. See, because you don't live it, you think it's cool for us to have to. It's like, no, that's
constantly discussed.
Right, but that's for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't for us. We you talk about it while we live it.
And dissect it, dissect it and analyze it.
Right.
But won't do nothing about it.
Right. Well, because it's not happening to me.
F-O-H.
Right. F-O-H. With that, from Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-word. You want to continue the conversation, we're in Smooth Drama Chat. We'll catch you on the flip side. Peace, love, and all that other good stuff. I will eventually holler. At least I was trying to. But for some reason, it's not going to let it happen. All right. Peace. No peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.